Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of a thunderstorm late, a low of 68. Racine Fire and Rescue personnel, along with the county dive team, were called to Island Park in the city of Racine at just about 4 o'clock after it was reported a teenage girl had fallen into the river. Initial reports are the girl's younger sister reported the incident. The teen was found a few minutes later, and Flight for Life was requested to land at All Saints Hospital. No other information is yet available. It appears the trial of Andrew Obregon in Kenosha County Circuit Court will begin September 26th. In court today, questions that will be asked of jurors called for the trial were submitted by the state and by Obregon's attorneys, Judge Chad Kirkman approving the list that will be used. Obregon's next court date is September 15th for a jury status hearing. Obregon is facing more than 30 felony charges, including first-degree intentional homicide and a slew of traffic violations for allegedly eluding law enforcement authorities in Kenosha and Racine counties for more than 2 weeks during a crime spree that began after he was identified as a suspect in the death of a Kenosha man whose body was found in a Paris cornfield last year. A trial date of October 24th has been set for the Illinois man accused of the death of runaway Amber Creek. In Racine Circuit Court today, the defense and prosecution also went over questions that will be asked to potential jurors. Eaton is next scheduled to appear in court September 22nd for a hearing to discuss any outstanding issues. Eaton is charged with first-degree intentional homicide in the death of the 14-year-old Creek in February of 1997. Her body was found in the Karcher Wildlife Area. A Racine man accused of taking money from a charitable organization while he served as treasurer has entered no contest pleas to 3 misdemeanor charges of theft. 38-year-old Arturo Garcia was originally charged with 3 felony counts of theft in a business setting. 38-year-old Arturo Garcia was originally charged with 3 felony counts of theft in a business setting, accused of taking more than $13,000 from Por La Gente Association. According to court documents, Garcia withdrew several $1,000 3 times from association accounts between 2010 and 2013. In Racine Circuit Court this morning, Garcia was sentenced to 2 years of probation by Judge Mark Nielsen and ordered to pay restitution. Racine police had some interesting moments about 9 o'clock this morning on the city's far southwest side. A man with a gun call at a parking lot on Durand Avenue west of Lathrop. In fact, several people called 911 about a man wearing a helmet and possible military clothing and carrying what appeared to be a rifle, possibly an assault weapon. Squads converged on the area and found the individual quickly heading east on Durand until he was confronted by Drexel Avenue. The gun turned out to be a fake. A car went into the window of a jewelry business on a strip mall along the 10300 block of 75th Street in Kenosha after 10:30 this morning, an apparent case of the driver hitting the gas instead of the brake. No one was hurt. In fact, the driver and a passenger were found by the first arriving Kenosha police officer in the adjoining AAA office. The Burlington Area School District Board is considering the possibility of hiring a communications coordinator, at least on a part-time basis, to help get the district's positive message out to the public along with general information.
The Burlington School Board has scheduled this issue for a potential vote in September. Hiring a communications coordinator would be in response to the district's strategic goals, which are part of a study by the Wisconsin Association of School Boards. MyRacineCounty.com says this part-time position, if it's approved, might be for 20 hours a week, a salary of about $30,000, but no benefits. I'm Tom Cargill, WRJN News.
A revised plan for library services in Racine County and related funding sources were accepted by the county board this week to cover the next few years through the Lakeshore's library system until another review is needed. Supervisor Bob Miller explained this is the result of initial contact by the State Department of Public Instruction to update the existing plan. Miller said the plan's financial component is amended to better reflect today's facilities uses and municipal budgeting.
There is a funding formula which explains how, based on use, the non-library municipalities, that is, municipalities that don't have libraries, reimburse the municipalities that do have libraries, and it's based on use.
Miller told WRJN News the new plan also no longer subtracts monetary donations to a library from its annual budget amount. Racine County has 5 municipal public libraries that are part of the regional system, which incorporates libraries in other counties, including Kenosha and Walworth. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.